It means shalufi. Just means picking off the bad yirokas. Like Rashi says, shalufi. Shayirokas ritzufim. If you have yirokas bunched together, too much are growing too close together. Noitum yem beventayim. You're allowed to pick out the middle ones. Liyachlan tidit. Mutal yafusin. Mutta. Liyachlan mutta. If you're picking out the middle ones, even though it's also making the outer ones grow better. But if you're doing it to make the, to eat it, that's mutta. Liyafusim, if you're only picking out now the in-between ones to make it look nice and grow better, then it's asur. So that's the pshat for madlin. Madlin means shalufi. Kiritnan, like we learned. Ha-meidol b'gefanim. And somebody's by a grape, by a vineyard, and he's picking off the grapes. Kishem shu-meidol b'shaloi, kachu meidol b'shalaniyim. There's meidol means, again, if you have a bunch of grapes, and it's too much, they're not growing well. So you want to pick out some grapes, to make the other ones not so bunched together, they'll grow better. So the Mishnah says, just like you're allowed to do it for yourself, because it's a small, you're only gaining on the deal. It's the same thing, meidol b'shalaniyim. Let's say you have peya. You have the end of your field, you're left over for the aniyim. And the aniyim didn't come yet. So even though the field belongs to these peyrus, these fruits, belong to the aniyim, you're allowed to do what's good for them. So you could be meidol, pick out the bunches and separate them to make them grow better. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Oimenor b'shaloi rishoi. You're allowed to do for yourself, you can do it. V'yeni rishoi b'shaloniyim. But since the peya belongs to the aniyim, you can't touch it. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the kids, the rabbi learned, that's what the Braisa said on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to be madlin, liyurukas, it only means this halacha. That if you have too many vegetables growing together, you could pick out the middle ones to make the other ones grow better if you want to eat the one you picked out. That's what rabbi learned. But Ravina said back to him, you're wrong. Omalei v'atanya, we learned the first in the Braisa like this. That madlin, mayim, liyurukas. You're allowed to fetch water on Chol HaMoed and use the water to water your vegetables. Kadei loichlon. If the purpose is to eat them on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to make a big tircha, work hard, l'tzorech lechol nefesh. Omalei, so Rabbi answered back, itanya tanya, if you learn that, that's like I'm asking to you. Like Rabbi said, he himself didn't hear this pshat. But if you bring me down to a ferish price like that, I'm also asking to you. And that's takad alocha. That what you're doing with l'tzorech lechol nefesh itself, like here you want to water your vegetables to make them grow better for another 2 days, that you're going to pick them off, teat them on Yom Tov itself, that's mut. I'm going to pick them off on Chol HaMoed, teat on Chol HaMoed or teat on Yom Tov, you're allowed to be matriarch yourself and fetch the water to water the vegetables. Then the Mishnah says, V'yein oisin ugyis l'gefanim. If you have your kerim, you have your vineyards there, you're not allowed to dig holes underneath the bottom of it to make it grow better. V'yein oisin ugyis l'gefanim. You can't make the dishes underneath it. It could be for the purpose of irrigating or put watering it better there, but you can't work on the fields on Chol HaMoed. My ugyas, what does ugyas mean? Amar Rav Yehuda Benachi. It means Benachi, which means these Rashi boyroys tachas gefanim. You want to make ditches like underneath the gefanim, underneath the grapes, v'zaisim. V'naisim b'mayim. Eventually you fill it up with water. So you want to make like an irrigation system there. That's also to do on Chol HaMoed. That's too much of a tircha. That's also to do. Tanya Nami Yochav, learn like this also. Eloen Ugyas. What are Ugyas? Bedidin. Shevikre Zaisin. Veshevikre Gefanim. Small holes that you make near the roots of an olive tree or of the grapes. You make these holes in order to fill them up with water. So that's too much of a tircha. It's also to do on Chol HaMoed. It's not void of Shevakarka. It's not a big tzarech. It's not a hefsid. It's also to do on Chol HaMoed. For the Gemara Eini, we learn not like that. For Rav Yehuda Shari Levnei Bar Tzisoi. He was mata this family, Lemeved Benachi Lekarmeim. He was mata them to make holes underneath the grapes. So you see, you are allowed to work on the ground there. So Mazala Kasha, Ho Becharati Obiatiki. If you're first making new holes the first time, that's awesome. That's too much of a tircha. After he was mata there, the family, they had already holes underneath the vineyards. It only got stuffed up a little bit. So just to fix it up, that's muta. Like Rashi says, Ho Becharati. Shemeyoylam Loihoyesham Ugyos. There was never ditches there before. Also, lasos b'chol shemoid. The yikar tircha yisayr. It's too much of a tircha. Aval atiki shekvar hoyu lo shom ugyos. You had already holes an irrigation system there under the grapes, under the olive tree. The nistam ustam got stuffed up. Muta lachz lechoy from b'chol shemoid. Then you're allowed to clean it out on chol shemoid. Right. The Mishnah says, Reb Lezer ben Azayi Weimer, a nice and nes ama. You're not allowed to make an ama. Means a flow of water. An ama by an ama in your fields. both on Shvius and on Chol HaMoed. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Can work on the ground, both on Chol HaMoed to make the irrigation canal, or on Shvius. So Bishleim Memoed Mishum Nekotorach. Bishleim on Chol HaMoed, you can't make an irrigation canal in your fields, because there's too much of a tircha. So tircha Yisair Ritzos on Chol HaMoed. Ela Shvius Maitaima. What's wrong to make an irrigation to just dig the hole in your ground for the irrigation? You're not digging an amnas to plant to make it grow better. You're only digging to make an irrigation system. What's wrong with doing that on Chol HaMoed? Is Pligi Bor Rabbi Zerav Rabbi Abba Bamamel. Machlokes. Chadama one says, Mifneshen Nira Koider. It looks like you want to like plow the ground. It looks like when you're digging now, like you're plowing the ground for the purpose that you're going to plant now on Shemitah. And that's awesome. So it's like Marasayin. If people see you digging the dishes now, the canal system, they'll think you're digging to plow the ground, to eventually plant on Shemitah. The Chadam, and one says, Mifnei Shemach Jirak Fe'al Exriya. Not only am I saying, but you're actually doing it. When you make the small hole, this canal, what do? You dig out the ground, and you put the ground on the side. You make like a bank on the side. So this bank now, this Akfeh, is very soft ground, and now it's able to plant on it. So Meli Yemachshir Akfeh Lizriyam, that's a malacha. That's like Mamash Chvira, your Mamash softening the ground. The Rashi says, Shemachshir Akfeh Lizriyam, Kishachayfer Amah, when you're digging out this Amah, this ditch, this canal, and you put the dirt from inside on the side on the bank, you're making the bank now very soft ground, you can plant in it. You're making soft ground now, that's also to do on Shemitah. So it's not Sama Marasayin, but it's Mamish also. So Mara says, my Benayu, what's the difference of the two reasons? If right after you dig this canal, right away the water comes. So it's like this. The one that says you're really doing a Harisha now, you're softening the banks. You're making it able to plant. Still be yasser. What do I care if water's coming, but you still soften the banks? But the man that says is only a marasayin, that people think you're plowing the ground now in order to eventually seed it, leka. That you don't have the marasayin now. Since the water is coming right away, everybody sees what was the purpose of you making this canal, only to make an irrigation of water, but not to really plant. So then there wouldn't be a marasayin. Now the Gemara asks, but Ulaman Diyam of Neshanir Kaider, the one that says only as marasayin, Lechash Mevnesha Machshavak Felis Riyam. How come it doesn't also agree to the reason that you're softening the banks? So even though the water comes right away, still it should be awesome. Because Lamaisi is softening the banks of the canal, so that's an Issa of Harisha. So again, if this one holds from that svara, what's the difference? El Ike Benayu the Koshoko Minei Fishadil Lebroi. I tell you, when you're making this canal, you dig in the hole, you don't just pick the shovel up and put the ground on the side, but you throw the dirt all the way on the side. You throw it far away. So it's like this. Laman the Yom of Neshamach Shabak Fel is Ria Leka. You don't have it, because you're not making a bank now. You're not stacking up the ground on the side of the canal. You're throwing the ground far away, so people see like you're not making any Zriya. You're not softening the ground, you're throwing it away. But Laman the Yom of Neshanir Kaider. But the Man Yom says that the Gzerbet looks though by digging the canal itself, digging the hole, looks like you're plowing. The hole itself looks like you're plowing Ikram. That even though you throw the dirt far away, but it still looks like you're doing the purpose of softening the ground. So that's a nafkamina. So the Gemara says, no. Well, the man diyom of neishamach shirak fell is riyah. The man diyom that only holds from that reason, leichesh of neishanira kaider. Why doesn't he also agree there's a chshash marasayim that it looks like you're plowing? In other words, both svarish should agree one to the other. So if they both agree to one another, where's their machlekes here? So Gemara says, no. He holds, Oide nami, kivon the koshoko beduchte, manachle. That a regular oider, when you're plowing, when you plow the ground, what do? You pick up the ground and throw it down again. That's the way you soften the ground. So over here, where you're taking the ground and throwing it far away, you're like digging the hole here, but you're throwing it far away, that's the machlekes. He holds, that's not choshed mishum oder. People won't think you're plowing the ground. The only chash he holds usually is that it looks like the banks you're using Fizriya to plow on, but here to seed it in. But here that you're throwing the dirt far away, there's no banks, it'll be mutter. The other man Yama says, no, even when you throw the dirt far away, still the Meister right now looks like you're doing a Harisha, it looks like you're plowing the ground, that's why it's awesome. That's the Machlekes. when you throw the ground far away, does it still look like you're doing a harisha or not? Ameima Masni law mifnei shenira koida. Ameima learned that the Pshat now Mishnah where Ablozer ben Azayi says that even on Shvius you're not allowed to make this Amis Hamayim is because it looks like you're being it looks like you're plowing the ground. The Kashle the Ablozer ben Azayi ad Ablozer ben Azayi. He had a Stephen Ablozer ben Azayi. Or miyom Ablozer ben Azayi kol shenira koida. Also anything that looks like you're plowing the ground is also on Shemitah or a mini Avakasha. Oisa Adam as Voloi Oitzer. A person on Shemitah, if you have a lot of manure, a lot of like pest manure from the animals, that's called Zvoloi. You're allowed to pile it up in your ground. You can make an Oitzer, a pile in the middle of your ground, just pile up all the manure there. That's what the Bright Mishnah says. Oisa Adam as Voloi Oitzer on Shemitah. Rabbi Meir Oitzer. Meir says, no, it's Oitzer, because the Marasayan, people that see you throwing the manure on your ground, think you're doing it to fertilize your ground to grow better, and that's also to do on Shemitah. So you can't store up the manure on your ground in your field on Shemitah. Ad, he says in the condition, Sheyamek Shlesha Tvachim, first you have to make a ditch 3 Tvachim deep. Then if you throw the manure there, so people see clearly you're not doing it just to pasteurize your, just to fertilize your ground, but you're doing it to store it. Oy achiyagbiya gimel tvachim. Or else first you make the ground go up 3 tvachim, and then you store the manure there, then it's mutter. People don't think you're fertilizing the ground. Hoyeloi dovem muet. Let's say you had already a long time, you had a storage of manure there, and now you're just adding a little bit more. The hoyeloi dovem muet, you had a little bit left over from last stock, then most of all of oil. You can add as much as you want now. Same svara. People realize you're not doing it to fertilize your ground, but rather you're just storing the manure. Now, Reb Elazar ben Azaria oiser at sheyamek shloisha or at sheyagbia shloisha. He says, no, you can't store the manure on your grounds on Shemitah, because it looks like you're fertilizing the ground. Only if you first make a ditch 3 tefachim deep, then you put it in there so people see you're not fertilizing it, you start storing it. You first build the mountain a high 3 tefachim, then on that, put the manure. Oy at sheyitin ala seller. So if you have a strong rock there, on top of the rock you can store the manure. Again, people see you're not fertilizing the ground on top of a rock, that's mutter. So the kashri is like this. That Reb Elazar ben Azaria says, how are you allowed to store the manure in your fields on Shemitah? Only if you first dig down 3 tvachim, like make a hole 3 tvachim, and then store it there. So kashri is, how could you dig a hole 3 tvachim? And now Mishnah Reb Elazar ben Azaria says, you can't dig an Amas Hamayim on Shvius, on Shemitah, because it looks like you're plowing the ground, even though your only purpose is to make a canal of water, which should be mutter, but it looks like you're plowing the ground. So how could Reb Elazar ben Azaria say here, if you want to store your manure, the zevel, in your ground, you have to first dig out a hole, 3 tvachim, and then fill it up with manure, nukur it should be also, you can't dig out the hole, it looks like you're banging the Harisha. So Gemara answers, Rabbi Zeirav Rabbi Abba Bamamul Chadam one says Kogoyin Shehemek that after Reb Elazar ben Azaria says is only mutter. If you dig, it doesn't mean now you have to dig 3 tvachim. It's taka osur on Shemitah to do it. It just means if you have a hole already from before Shvius, from before Shemitah in your grounds, then on Shemitah you'll have to fill it up with manure. But then Echnam, if you don't have it from before, Reb Elazar Shita would be it's also to dig the hole on Shvius. For Chadam, another teret is no. Zivla Mechichalov. That here, where right away you're filling up the zevel, you're filling it up with zevel, everybody sees clearly what you're doing. That is right away, when you dig the hole, you put all the manure in it, everybody knows you're not doing it to be chorish, to plow the ground, but you're doing it only for the purpose of storing your zevel, that's why it's mutter. But then the Mishnah says, O mesakmen es samakokolos b'moyit. If you have a canal system already that got stuffed up, you're allowed to fix it on cholamoyit. That's not so much bother, that's mutter. But in my Mikukolos, what does it mean? It got clogged up, it got broken. Omer Rababa, Shim Hoysa Amuka Tefach. If right now it's only a deep one tefach, this the canal. Mamidu Ashisha Tvachim. You'll have to make it back to the way it was before Nama by Nama, Shisha Tvachim. Because originally before Chalamoid it was 6 Tvachim deep, and they got clogged up 5 Tvachim, it's only one tefach deep. You're allowed to on Chalamoid dig down now 5 Tvachim to make it back to its original 6 Tvachim. It must be like this. Pshita, Chati tefach ha-shlesha tvachim. If at the beginning it was only deep three tvachim, and now lemaisa it's only one, a half a tefach down, kivon de leover maya leklomo. Since it's only deep now, a half of a tefach, so no water could flow over it, it's like there's not an emes ha-mayim altogether there. So therefore that's also to fix it now in Chol HaMoed. Even though you only have to dig down two and a half tvachim, but since right now it's like you have nothing, it's too much of a bother to make it on Chol HaMoed. What about Tifchayim al Shnei Moser? Let's say right now it's two tvachim deep, but originally it was 12 tvachim deep. That's also to do on Chol HaMoed to dig down now 10 tvachim. The Kotorach Tiochi Yisrael, it's too much of a bother to have to dig deep now 10 tvachim down. Loi, a bother that's also. But the question is like this, Tifchayim al Shiva Maho. Right now it's two tvachim deep, but originally it was 7 tvachim deep. So how much do you have to dig down now? Only 5 tvachim. So now, what's the locha? Hocho chamisha komamik, vocho chamisha komamik, it should be mutter. Our case is where originally it was 6 deep. Now it's only 1. So you're allowed to dig 5 down. See, it's the same thing. Now it's 2 tvachim deep, and you have to dig down to 7. You only have to dig down 5 more. So maybe it's mutter, the same thing. Or duma, maybe no. Kivun diika tefach yiseirom. Since here, the 5 is further down. You have to get down to the 7th tefach down, that's much more harder to do. Ikatircha tfei, maybe that's usher, tekum or blaz by tekum. As it's only 1 tefach deep, and you only have to dig down 5 tvachim, altogether it's only 6 tvachim, that's not so hard. But now when you're starting out deep, 2 tvachim, and you have to dig down another 5 to get down to 7, that last tefach, the 7th tefach, is much harder to do. It's more deeper down, it's harder to get down so deep. Therefore, maybe it's too much tircha to do on Chol HaMoed, more blaz b'ateku. Abaye shori livnei bar hamduch, l'shchufei nohora. Abaye was matri, this family, this people, to l'shchufei nohora. Their river, l'shchufei Rashi says, l'akir anfei ilonis hagdilim benor. In their river, the flow of water, there were like trees there. There were branches growing that blocked the flow of the water. So he held on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to uproot those trees in order to make the flow go good. It's not such a big tircha. Reb Yirmiyah Sharilu Livnei Sechusa Lemichron Hora. Reb Yirmiyah was matter for people of Nei Sechusa also to clean out the river. Rashi says Lemichron Hora Temima. Rashi says, Lemora says, Lemichron Hora Temima means Lefanois Mekor HaMayin Shinistam. From the beginning where the well came out, it got clogged up there. She allowed to clean out from the place where the well starts, where the water starts, originates from. You can clean out that place to make it flow good. On Chol HaMoed. Rav Ashi, Sharulu, Levnei, Mosa, Machzia, these people, Liakduche, Nora, Brunitz. Liakduche, Rashi says, Lefana, Shirtan, Shemem, Sanor. In the middle of the river, there was a pile of rocks, let's say, he matted them to clean it out, in order to make the flow go well. Rashi, Brunitz, Mishem, Hanor. He was matted them, Bekitza, to clean out the river, to make sure the water flows well on Chol HaMoed. Omari said, Kivun de shosim and rabbi manu svara. Not because it's easy to do. Maybe it's taka hard work. But since there's a rabbim that used this water for drinking purposes, the rabbim used the water. Kivun de shosim and rabbim ki rabbim dami. It has a loch of rabbim. Utanan, the loch is oisin ka sorche rabbim. Sorche rabbim is mutter on Chol HaMoed. So the kitsa, shosim, either it means they drink from it mamish, or else the rabbim needs this rain, this water, to water their fields with. But the kitsa, the rabbim needs it. For the purpose of the rabbim, you're allowed to do tircha on Chol HaMoed. But at the end, the Mishnah says, "V'mesakmin es kilkulay ha'mayim shebishus rabbim." If you have a flow of water going through the